Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Bosetti. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Danny Ainge. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Baylor Moore now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and has Squires trapped. There's the throw to Griffin, who tags Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta strikes out. 2 outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Lemon moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Lemon. The throw to Moore covering the plate. The slide. Lemon is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bossetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. Ainge moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bosetti reaches second base with a double. Lemon throws the ball into Squires, who tags Bosetti trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cardi goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Claudel Washington. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Rusty Torres now playing right field. John Mayberry pinch hits for Craig Cusick. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ainge hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Mayberry now playing first base. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Bell pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Moore. Bannister moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tom Buskey now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Jim Morrison now playing second base. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres, who is chasing the ball. Baylor reaches third base with a triple. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Carty reaches second base with a double. Joe Cannon pinch runs for Rico Carty. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannon scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Chappas pinch runs for Milt May. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-4 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bill Naorodny now catching. Junior Moore now playing left field. Guy Hoffman now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Johnson pinch runs for John Mayberry. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Danny Ainge. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cerrone moves to second. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.